Hey weirds, welcome to your first homework club for 2024. We're back, and yes, we're still making the podcast. Apologies for the radio silence and how late we are starting back with episodes this year. I know, it's almost the end of March. We actually started recording new episodes in January, but with Brody getting married this year and being short on time, and then every one of us getting COVID at some point or the other and at different times, we've not all been available at the same time for almost 6 weeks. And while normally we would have just got a guest to come in, we really wanted to finish the Nightmare on Elm Street movies together, which, spoilers, we've now actually managed to do. So our first full episode will be out next week. We promise. But now for this week's homework club. This week, I'm paying tribute to a legend of the Australian film industry that passed away last week at age 85, stuntman and performer Grant Page. If you don't know who Grant Page is, I don't even really know where to start, but he was larger than life. His career started in the early 1970s and was willing to do just about anything that involved fast cars, jumping over and being hit by fast cars, being on fire, high falls, sometimes being on fire doing high falls, hang gliding, and being in a human slingshot on camera. He was already established in the industry when he worked on the first Mad Max, and his last work on film at age 85 was on the upcoming Mad Max Furiosa. He also wrote a book that I've been trying to get my hands on that apparently is amazing, and he features heavily in the Not Quite Hollywood documentary about Australian exploitation movies. So first up is, from 1975, The Man from Hong Kong.
From Hong Kong.
Listen, there's a Chinese cop in town. He's beginning to annoy me. Yeah, I think he should meet with a slight accident.
Jimmy Wong Yu is the man from Hong Kong. A furious arsenal of martial arts. With his sights set on smashing organized crime.
In my country, Caroline, we have a sport. We take the giant praying mantis, put him in the wooden cage, and make him fight for his life with his own kind. I thought you would enjoy such a sport.
You and Jack Walton in a wooden cage. He's a very dangerous man.
George Lazenby is Jack Walton. Gunrunner, dope peddler, ruthless czar of international evil.
I've never met a Chinese yet that didn't have a yellow streak.
East meets West in a head-on clash with no holds barred. Golden Harvest, who made Bruce Lee a box office smash, have joined with Australia's action specialists to produce a death-defying spectacle that staggers the senses. The Man from Hong Kong knows no rules. Everyone he runs across is never quite the same again.
I understand the gunman is dead. How did that happen?
I killed him.
Really? Well, in that case, you deserve a cigar.
Thank you. I don't smoke.
Tell me, Inspector, do you often take white girls to bed?
Only on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
This is nice.
What did you expect? Acupuncture?
So do yourself a favor and answer a few questions.
兄弟今儿吧，把你妈来陪我，我也不会告诉你。
Yeah, and I love you too.
Yes!
This is Australia, mate. Not 55 days at Peking.
Hey, don't give me any shit.
Provoke him at your peril.
I want that lunatic stopped.
Nothing stands in his way. For long, nobody's safe from the man from Hong Kong.
This movie is an Australian Hong Kong co-production, James Bond parody set in Sydney. It stars Jimmy Wang Yu, the Steve McQueen of Hollywood, according to his own press, as a cop that comes to Australia to stop a drug lord played by James Bond, George Lazenby, in a scenery-chewing role as a villain. The movie opens with a fight on top of Uluru. It was a different time. I'm not justifying it. It's just incredible. Between frequent Australian genre film actor Roger Ward and a pre-Jackie Chan partnership, Sammo Hung. And this is before I even get to the grand page of it all. He appears on screen as an assassin, as well as doubling for pretty much every on-screen stunt that is not a fight sequence. This movie is wild. Grant Page gets kicked off a motorcycle in the back alleys of Paddington before going through a John Wick-length fight through a Chinese restaurant that just goes on and on and on. And just when you think that it can't get crazier, it in fact gets crazier. The movie itself is pretty cheesy, but the director of this movie, Brian Trenchard-Smith, knows what it is and leans into that silliness pretty heavily. So be prepared to roll your eyes at some of the one-liners and keep an eye out for intentionally hilarious transitions between scenes. Next up is Death Cheaters from 1976.
Meet Steve and Rod.
Bit of a warm welcome.
But this is private property.
They're jungle commandos with a taste for impossible missions. As saboteurs, there was no one to touch them. Now they're movie stuntmen. The best in a business where nobody lives forever. Death Cheaters is non-stop action excitement with as many laughs as gasps.
There goes your no-claim bonus.
I'm not insured.
John Hargreaves is Steve, an expert with kites, a maniac with cars and high explosive. Apart from that, he's a model citizen. Grant Page is Rod, specialist in cliffs, high-rise buildings, and burglary.
Leave it, leave it, leave it! Move it! Over there, over, over!
He used to be the school bully. Now he's kind to small dogs and big women.
I'm a professional gunman, and I wonder if you would mind accompanying me.
Yes, I would.
Then I wonder if you would mind accompanying him.
Noel Ferrier is Culpepper, head of the Less Than Secret Service. He wants them back for one more job. To penetrate a fortress in the Philippines, alive with booby traps and crawling with guards.
Anything else we should know?
Yes. Don't drink the water.
I get a kick out of danger. I know it's not normal, but that's the way I am.
No, you better not stop being the man I married just because I married you.
Is impregnable. The odds are 100 to 1. Even Rod's dog is worried. But boys will be boys. They cheat death by millimeters and love every second of it. Join them for 90 minutes of laughs, gasps, and cunning stunts. Just hang on tight.
This is actually a pilot for a TV show that was never picked up by Channel 9 in Australia, and then it was released on home video afterwards as a movie. Again, directed by Brian Trenchard-Smith, he and Grant Page would work together on a lot of projects in the 1970s leading into the 80s. This time, Grant Page co-stars with John Hargreaves, who's an Australian actor that I really like. He also shows up in like Long Weekend, Don's Party. Unfortunately, he's also in Sky Pirates. Do not recommend. Page and Hargreaves play Vietnam vets who are now stuntmen recruited to go on dangerous missions for a shadowy government handler who briefs them as he plays lawn bowls. This is one of many projects Trenchard-Smith and Page cooked up as an excuse to show off Page's abilities as a stunt performer. And the stunt work is really the reason to watch it. The rest of the movie has this real kind of hangout, friends fucking around, making stuff vibe. The chemistry between Page and Hargreaves is really fun, but the middle of the movie definitely drags as we get scenes of their personal lives that aren't really that engaging. Only for it to ramp up again at the end for its big finale. Both The Man from Hong Kong and Death Cheaters are available from Umbrella Entertainment in Australia, and they ship internationally. In fact, Death Cheaters is actually included along with four other Grant Page movies as extras on The Man from Hong Kong disc. So you can pick that movie up and watch a bunch of Grant Page stuff. And then the last movie for homework this week is Road Games from 1981.
Road Games.
What the hell?
The truck driver plays games. The hitchhiker plays games.
Aren't you kind of young to be hitchhiking out here all by yourself?
Aren't you kind of old to be picking me up?
And a killer is playing the deadliest game of all.
Oh, he's just killed a girl.
Did he make love to her first?
I don't know. What's the difference?
It makes a lot of difference. I think in order to play the game properly, we have to know what he thinks of women.
Stacy Keach is Quid.
No, no, it's Q-U-I-D. D is in death, the young girl, you cretin.
Jamie Lee Curtis is Hitch.
Attic and camera.
Now you're looking for a little adventure.
I could go to Disneyland for a little adventure, but I'm looking for a little excitement.
Road Games. Across 1,600 miles of desert highway, they're playing games of violence and sudden death. Games.
It's my game.
Okay, Sherlock.
If someone doesn't stop soon, there won't be anyone left alive to play. Road Games.
Road Games is Rear Window on the Road across the Nullarbor Plain with Stacy Keach as a truck driver who may or may not have seen a murder. Also showing up for less time than the poster in the trailer would make you think is Jamie Lee Curtis as a hitchhiker. They have a really fun rapport. This movie was written by Everett DeRoche or Everett DeRock. I'm not entirely sure how it's pronounced because I've never heard it said out loud properly. Every time I hear somebody say it, they pronounce it differently. And he might be my favorite Australian screenwriter. This movie is such a charming time and a unique spin on what is a pretty familiar premise. I'm not going to spoil Page's appearance in the movie, but it's significant and memorable, especially towards the end of the movie. Road Games is directed by Richard Franklin, who's an Australian director that we will absolutely be talking about on a future episode of the pod when we cover one of his American-made movies. It might have already been picked on an episode that we've recorded. So please enjoy some entertaining Australian genre cinema, and then please come back when we are back next week for A Nightmare on Elm Street Part 5, The Dream Child.
His mother was a God-fearing woman. His birth was an unspeakable horror.
Please don't let him do this!
There's nothing to be afraid of.
His life and death have been one incredible nightmare. But now all that is going to change because Freddy wants to become a daddy.
Hiles, want to make babies?
What's wrong with me?
You're just a little pregnant.
Even if he has to adopt.
Do unborn babies dream?
See any family resemblance?
Better not dream and drive.
when it comes to chills.
I will learn stuff from you.
It's my new look. Like it?
When it comes to screams.
Bon appetit. Open.
When it comes to pure terror.
The party's just started.
No one delivers.
Krueger is back.
Like Freddy.
Better buckle up.
A Nightmare on Elm Street 5, The Dream Child.
It's a ball!